pleasures are mine. I've been the rolling hills, sniffing. I've been the rolling hills, sniffing. You'll find me with a white band kid, living happy and free. And when my pipe runs out, they'll bury me. I've been the rolling hills, sniffing. I've been the rolling hills, sniffing. I'll be with a white band kid.
How you doing there this afternoon? It's about 6 minutes past the hour of 12 o'clock. This is The Hemp Show with Bob and Michael. Michael is in his natural tardy state and hasn't even appeared on the veranda. And what you have been listening to was the mighty, mighty Ecotones with Zev coming at you from NIM FM here. And great show, Zev. Always full of the right information for the right sort of people to listen to and to know basically who's fucking you around and where to take the fight to. One of the best programs I reckon we've got going here is Ecotones. Absolutely brilliant. But now you've got one of the has-been programs. It's called The Hemp Show, and we just talk about bloody drug news mainly because we're boring shits. And that's about it, you know, really. Talk about drug news, blah, 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 blah. Who's been busted, who hasn't. We talk about the couple of chicks in Bali, Chappelle and Michelle, and we'll hit on the other nine who's... One of them's called Scott and one of them's called Renee, and they're all doing it hard and we're all doing it good. And I've been doing it a bit too much. And I'm going to play something. I'm going to pick track two, just like that, out of the blue. And push the slider up to the top of the thing like you have to do to get anything at all to happen here. This is NIM FM. This is The Hemp Show. I'm already wasted. Michael hasn't even bloody appeared. God damn.
Shower, the towels already wet. starts wet. Every time I cut the pubic hair to make myself attractive, my dick gets sore and I fuck like a spastic. Every time I write a song, radio stations ban it. Cause when you play my records in reverse, they're satanic.
Worship Satan. 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 Worship Satan.
Every time I make a joke, people take me serious. Every time I go down on a girl, she's on a period. Every time I drive a car, a couple pull me over, but I say to someone else, and that I'm sober. Every blind date turns out to be blind. My looks are all I have, and that is why I mind. Every time I have the dream where I'm at the school dance, everyone is looking at me cause I don't have any pants. And we play piggy in the middle, I'm the pig. Every time we play piggy, I'm the one who's it. Every time I lick a toad, I get warts on my tongue. Every time I see a killer bee, it's when I'm getting stung. Every time I play Scrabble, I make the word at. Every wet fart leaves a stain where I sat. Every time I fuck your mum, she wants it in the bum. And every time I'm done, it's come because I've come. Every time I crack into a chick, I pull my sack out. Every time I try to suck my dick, I put my back out. Every time I catch a wave, I hit a coral reef. And every time I order vegetarian, I get beef.
Once upon a time in the city of Los Angeles.
Marty, listen to me. Bring me something the kids will cry for. Get out there and get us stoked.
Meet Marty, major label A&R scout.
This program is sponsored by the Hemp Embassy, where you can find many beautiful products manufactured exclusively from hemp. The Hemp Embassy also has considerable information on the use and abuse of drugs and is dedicated to the cause of drug law reform. The Hemp Embassy has long been a supporter of NIM FM and we urge you to support them in their efforts to bring sanity to our legal system.
Yeah.
There you go. Boom,
well,
boom.
As
we're
I
on.
Said, that sweat and blood.
I don't see the blood.
Rushing.
Hang on.
Right again.
Wait a minute.
What?
Where's the blood?
Look at all that. What's that?
Sweat.
Nah.
It's sweat.
Katie saw it.
Katie.
Staggered, rushed,
He's sweating. No, it's true. He is sweating his little ass off here.
Sorry,
it's not
mate.
A pretty sight, boys
Very
and girls.
Very sorry, mate.
Where did you run from, Michael?
I can't remember. It was so hard. It was just a haze in the end. Like the end of a marathon.
Wonder
you know?
Where I've come from.
Unbelievable.
Wonder where I'm going to. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Me too.
Yeah.
What's
going on in Nimbin?
In Nimbin?
Yeah, what is happening? There's a lot of muttering on the street. The whole paranoia tweak has moved a little notch.
Whoa. There's a lot of muttering on the street. Who's muttering?
I don't know.
I haven't been muttering on the street. I've been muttering.
Trade is quiet.
I don't know.
There's a lot of backpackers around.
Trade
I think.
Might
There's
be
quite
quiet.
A lot of backpackers around,
say,
but they don't spend a lot of money.
You
in
say
it,
trade
do
is quiet. I heard some of the traders haven't been so quiet.
Is that true?
Apparently.
That's good news.
Yeah.
There you go.
Been,
all just rumour and myth.
Quite vocal,
we'll
apparently.
We'll be keeping a close eye on that, though, I can tell you.
What's that?
If they're quite vocal, it means trade's quiet.
I guess so, because they're too busy talking at their front door to passers-by, or whatever, to even people coming in. They're so busy chattering away that they actually haven't got anything to do. You're quite right. Nothing's happening in Nimbin. Nimbin's
right.
Dead. D-E-A-D, dead.
But on the global drug news front,
that's
where
huge.
We are the cutting edge.
Of course
and,
we are.
And Hot Pants this week, I've had three or four conversations with Hot Pants. There's complete confusion in Bali. You know, did Chappelle get 5 years knocked off her sentence? Are they going to appeal that? What's going to happen to the Bali Nine? So to camouflage the whole thing, they got 2,000 people together, including a band, a full orchestra, and did a protest outside the jail saying, kill Ambrosie now.
A full gamelan orchestra?
Yeah. Aren't they great? All dressed up in traditional Bali. I thought of our protest.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is how the Balinese do it.
I didn't even think they said, kill Ambrosie. I thought they said, kill them,
yeah,
kill them, in a chant.
Sorry about that.
Now, can you imagine
but I want to
can you imagine being
orchestra.
An Aussie right. an Aussie prisoner inside this foreign country jail.
Yeah, kill
and
him,
outside,
kill him.
There's a huge crowd screaming, kill him, kill him. Yeah. And they know. They yeah. know that there were demonstrators at Chappelle's early case that did exactly that in the courtroom for her. Remember that? When she first appeared?
I hadn't thought
of that. They would have been
that.
Sitting in the jail cell not knowing yeah. who this crowd outside is actually, whose blood they're baying
for. Is it
going to
be Chappelle? No, it's Ambrose today!
Oh. So the Javanese establishment had to actually airlift the three
the
bombers.
The day before, they got wind of it.
They airlifted
undercovers.
Them out undercovers. The whole thing's choreographed.
Probably,
it's all choreographed.
They did a Graham Dunstan, which is be fully open and announce to everyone, including the cops, what you're going to do. So they flew all the death row bombers out to another place, didn't they? So, but what the big
island
is
off the coast
of
Java.
They got in their traditional costume with their full orchestra and played outside the jail. Played a tune.
Fantastic, hey?
Hang him now, hang him now.
Okay. The 5-year suspension. Let's talk about the so-called...
Hot Man was thrilled.
No, yeah, okay.
Thrilled. He said
I've got
it only
the story
took four
here.
Phone calls. I've got good connections in
okay.
Bali.
Now, this story was current as of 8:10 this morning. I can't guarantee anything past that because it's ever-changing.
You're a little bit ahead of me.
But, like, I went through... You should have seen the stuff during the night when the third judge denied it. But we've got the whole lot here, right?
Beautiful.
Okay. Chappelle Corby will attempt to overturn her 20-year drug smuggling sentence with another appeal, this time to Indonesia's Supreme Court, despite a controversial court ruling that would see her serve less than 10 years in jail.
Wow.
This is
a gambling casino.
An angry, yep, tearful Corby has condemned the ruling, demanding that the Australian government be blamed for her plight. Her family is insisting she should be freed. When she was told of the news, Chappelle burst into tears and said, Why?
Why me? I don't blame her. Why me?
In a deal apparently made between Corby's lawyers and some of the judges, hearing her first appeal.
Hot man and some of the judges.
Corby's conviction for smuggling 4.1 kilos of cannabis was upheld, but her term cut by 5 years.
So that brings her with good behaviour back before 10, does it?
The deal bypassed normal court processes and officials with
he's hot!
With one of the three-judge panel unaware of the ruling.
Oh. Plus, they didn't tell the guy who wouldn't vote for her. I like that. You got to get 2 out of 3 only. Once you got 2, why would you bother telling the next guy?
A waste of money.
Yeah, go on.
Prosecutors could not prove who placed the drugs in Corby's bag and had to explain how 600 grams of the drug found in her luggage at Bali Airport appeared to have disappeared.
Just the 600 grams?
Just like we said, the original was a 4.2.
4.2?
Yeah. So and it came down to 4.14. So they just hit 4.1. Because it was less than the 4.5.
Of course it was 4.2.
Yeah, of course it was. They always send in 4.2 lots. You know how that's just the standard weight, isn't it? Yeah. Well, what's the calls called?
So what are they saying?
It's officially called
grams?
A deal, isn't it? In weight, you know how you have grams and you have ounces and you have all sorts of different names, you know, for various things. Troy
it's
ounces.
20 ounces over 22 ounces.
It's 4.2 kilos. Yeah. I think it's known officially as a deal. Anyway, it said what is the motivation? Her lawyer asked. The price in Australia is high. Here it is down.
That's bullshit. We all know it's 3 times the price in Bali.
Anyway, 600 grams of the 3 times the price cannabis vanished out of Corby's luggage between there and there. Yes, she got 5 years taken off. Yeah, 10 years with good behaviour and the fact that every holiday they give everyone a bit of an automatic remission. This is what they're also upset about the bombers. This is why they're pissed off about the bombers.
That they might get let off.
Well, they are. They're constantly having their sentences reduced every public holiday.
What, from death to slow death?
Yeah.
Slower death? Quick death. It'll be quick death from death. You will now get one bullet quickly.
And then quick, and then ultra quick death. And then
it's quite a trip waiting on death row, eh? So yeah. One day, they're going to wait on death row and the guy will say, we're going to let all those guys out. Holiday, special dispensation, give them a bomb as they leave.
In another, and speaking of Bali and pretty girls, Michelle Leslie, she's up there still. Now,
the jail is full of people who aren't so attractive.
There was a story that the Herald was going to go with, or was partially going with, or whatever, it said addicted model likely to be out in weeks.
Whoa. When was that? This week?
Wait for it. This is last night. This is this morning. Online. Wait on. I clicked on it and the page wasn't there.
There you go.
I think her family has bought the page. Shut up again. Oh, no, it's just the money in the family. The deal. You keep it quiet.
Now, he's the Sultan of Bahrain, mate.
But then
her boyfriend is the Sultan.
No, he's not.
He is.
Since when did the Sultan?
The Brunei Sultan. Is this Michelle we're talking about?
We're talking about Holden Dealership.
What?
He's a Sutton.
Sutton.
He's the
Is this Michelle, the two Eki girls?
Yeah, Leslie.
Michelle?
Yeah,
her boyfriend is the Sultan of Brunei or something.
No, I'm just trying to tell you, he's the heir to the huge Holden dealership across Australia, the Sutton's Holdens.
That'll be just one of his little bits.
Well, the Sultan of Brunei owns...
He's not the Sutton dealership, he's the Sultan of Brunei.
The Sultan dealership, of course. The Sultan owns all of everything.
The Sultan dealership is much more diverse. Horse races.
That's stupid
of
me.
Racing cars.
I feel really idiotic
all
now.
That speedy
after
stuff.
Missing that. Anyway, but the story
anyway,
was.
I got my butcher's
the story wasn't there, but what was meat. There? What was there was another story about how, at last, how long has Michelle been in jail? You know where they've been keeping her?
A couple of months now.
They've been keeping her just in the Barney police station because she's so pretty.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Rather than actually send her to the jail.
And she gets meat in her rice.
They were saying how, like, it really squalid rooms and cells in the police station. It's just
Chappelle
a big police station.
Cleaned hers up, mate. No, Rosie showed her
Chappelle's over in the jail. Chappelle's in Cobokan, whatever it's called.
Camp Corbin?
I don't know. Chappelle Corby? Anyway, they finally moved Michelle to the jail rather than keep her in the prison, in the police station. She's pretty glad. But apparently, there was like an army of reporters that had been camped outside the police station ever since Michelle went in. And there was this like mass chasing of the police van as it went away. And at every set of red lights, all these cameras would get thrust through the grill at them. And she's got the full white thing around her face. All you can see is just her eyes. And she and the other female prisoners in the back of the police van apparently thought it was all pretty funny and stupid.
You know what that's about? From what I can see, if you get one good photo, say she peeps up her veil to have a look.
Yeah.
And you happen to grab that frame, and the other three passengers are all laughing or looking at that photo is like worth $50,000, and it goes worldwide.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you'd hit bingo. So it's all this money lottery
That's right.
game.
$100,000
I saw someone got for a photo of here's the hot thing of the month in Hollywood.
Oh, there it is. I've got it.
Jolie.
I've got
Angelina
it written here.
Angelina Jolie.
I've got it written here. What's Australian that? Model Michelle Leslie donned a headscarf and led media in a chase across Denpasar as she was moved from police cell to Bali's notorious Kerabokan jail. Leslie, 24, was arrested in August in Bali, alleged to have two Eki pills. She wore a white scarf and long sleeve shirt as she moved from squalid police cells on Thursday. The former underwear model, we all needed to know that, didn't we?
Thanks.
Didn't we need to know that?
Yeah, exactly.
The former underwear model.
Beauty consultant Chappelle.
Yeah. The former underwear model. Underwear model. Said nothing and was impassive. Underwear model. As she was hustled into a police vehicle with bars on the windows. Underwear model. She was chased by carloads of media who at times jumped out of their underwear models at traffic lights in Denpasar to snap the underwear model's picture. On the way to her first stop, the island's underwear model prosecutor's office. After arriving there accompanied by three underwear models, Leslie faced questioning by underwear models watched by a scrum of underwear models. There are 15.
Hey, did you watch Media Watch, by the way, this week?
Media Watch, no.
Media Watch is well worth showing. What night's it on?
I don't know.
Anyway, I'll let you finish. Go on.
That's it. Underwear
Media
model.
Media Watch. Let me tell you this. Change of subject. Media Watch finished the show with a story on a probably little known Adelaide late night just radio guy. Mm. Anyway, this. Oh, it's that. I thought of Nim FM. It starts off with this, it turns out, 83-year-old woman ringing up to make a comment on a previous speaker who was talking about David Hicks, but she can't remember his name. So she rings up and says, that last speaker talking about Biggs, was it Biggs? And the guy goes,
Ronald.
Hicks. And she goes, yeah, that guy, Higgs, was it? Hicks, H-I-C-K-S, you stupid old bitch, he goes. This is the radio guy. It's
he
all
said
being
that.
Recorded.
He said
know.
That.
This is why you have to get recorded, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, she goes, on that, well, she goes, that was the best bit of sensible phone-ins I've ever heard on your show. He clearly went to St. Peter's School. And the guy goes, I didn't go to St. Peter's, you silly old bag. I went to this. He really abuses this woman.
Yeah.
I loved it that the whole thing's recorded. Someone rang Media Watch. They got the recording. They played the whole thing through. And, of course, the station manager, you, had to answer and talk to Media Watch.
What did I say?
You say, we've had lengthy conversations between the station and the presenter this week. He does have his own unusual style.
Yes. And?
That's the end.
That was it.
That's it.
We had some words with lengthy conversations lengthy with one of our presenters who has an unusual style.
Yeah.
I've got a bit of an unusual style sometimes too.
Hey, the big news of the week. I happened to spot the big news of the week in health and science.
What's that?
The Americans are cloning all their meat. It's all over.
Red Rover.
It's all over. I'll read it to you. About 130 k's east of where else but Texas.
Yeah.
Austin, Texas. Where men still doff their hats when greeting women 20 cows pregnant with calves cloned by Viagen Inc. have just arrived. Stampeding down a chute from a tractor trailer, the cattle join a menagerie of pigs, cows and calves that have been cloned using cells scraped from sides of high-quality beef hanging in a slaughterhouse. This is the end of farming as we knew it.
Wow.
It's happening. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
It's disgusting. Well, is it disgusting? Who dares judge such brilliant scientific scraping?
Brilliant scientific scraping. Yeah, who can say? It just
But I thought that was big news. It's on page 3 of the little health and science thing.
Absolutely.
The cloning of barnyard elements has become so commonplace and mechanised that Viagen says it's more than ready to efficiently produce juicier steaks and tastier chops through cloning. Now looks like American federal regulators will endorse the company's plan to bring cloned animal products to the nation's dinner tables. No law prevents cloned food, but Viagen has voluntarily withheld this product pending a ruling from the Food and Drug Administration over the past 3 years. It has worked to create elite bovine and porcine gene pools that can produce prodigious milkers, top-quality beef and biotech bacon. It has aggressively gobbled up competitors and locked up patents. All that really stands in Viagen's way beside a nod from the FDA are squeamish consumers and sceptical food producers. It's widely expected to soon endorse the findings of the National Academy report it commissioned that found food products derived from cloned animals do not present a food safety concern. There's the finding. In the meantime, without a government cloning endorsement, the deep-pocketed corporate customers Viagen hopes to court are staying on the sidelines. To clone scientists replace all the genetic material in an egg limit yard. I'm not going anymore, but the cow looks like a normal cow, and a very handsome cow at that. My word.
Well,
I mean, it's the end.
Come on, it was scraped from the finest side of beef we could find in the slaughter yard.
This is really 1984. All the cattle are going to look exactly the same. All the sheep, all the pigs.
Yeah, everything. There'll be one type of each breed. And they'll all be identical. And they'll just roll on. When they get a particularly good one, they'll just flog it.
Yeah.
They will just.
No, I think probably the way to go is they'll probably introduce hoof and mouth, wipe out anything and say, hang on, guys, we've got just a few over here we can make for you.
Yeah.
How many would you like? How quickly?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I read something about who was the first thing? They did a sheep or a calf in Scotland. Who was that? Remember? Was it a pig? What was it? It had a name.
The first Dolly.
First clone. Dolly, the sheep.
Yeah.
I heard Dolly aged really quickly caught up to the age of the beef they slaughtered.
That's right.
And died quickly. So
one would assume that these cloners know that and they're only scraping velas.
They don't care. As soon as it reaches that age on the day before it's too old next week, you kill it and eat it.
Yeah, but a veal is less than a year old, or just on a year old.
You
go for the yearlings, and so you're only going to lose 1 year of the animal.
No, I tell you, they eat bullocks. They'll be a two-year-old bullock, and it'll probably get to that in 6 months, and it's ready to eat.
Once it's really commonplace, I'll just go on down the glue factory and scrape some of the 25-year-old hacks that are being dragged in, mate. Off they go. I've got a great horse for you, eh? The instant pony-to-horse thing. Oosh, boom. My pony's getting old. Oh, hang on, Mum, it's fallen over. Look, it's dead.
What's the difference between, you know, they found the Woolamai plant pine, long ago? 6-8 years ago?
Yeah, you can buy your own.
They've got 6 million of them already in little pots.
From cloning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Tissue
not
cell cloning.
Tissue cuttings. Tissue cells.
Tissue cell cloning.
I give up.
Why?
Because it's just too good, too much, too much.
They're too good. It's not too good, too much. Maybe it's our only answer to the too quick warming up of the planet. I mean, I don't know how the pine's going to find it.
We put instant forests everywhere.
Did you know this looks like it's going to be the warmest year ever since Homo sapiens strutted the planet on two legs?
With keeping records.
With keeping records, yeah. With everything.
Yeah.
And last year, and the year before that, and the year before that, were the second, third, fourth hottest.
Yeah, I know. It's all happening, mate. Do you read Tim Flannery this week?
Yeah.
You know what?
It's underway.
One of the things he's really saying is use solar. Don't use electricity. Buy an efficient car, like an old Volvo, and... Oh, well, it's all cooking up, that's for sure.
Buy an efficient car like an old Volvo.
Well, you know, if you push them, it doesn't use much gas.
That's about right. And I hear you have to... We're going to have some music.
And the Hobbit. They found more Hobbits.
We'll get back to
the
Hobbit.
And the big news is... An ancient bong was with him.
I know, apparently. But it wasn't a bong. Do you exaggerate?
We'll be bringing... It was a bong.
It was
pipe.
A pipe
thing.
It was a pipe.
It was a pipe bong with water in it.
They died
because there was moisture on their lungs.
There was no water left in the bloody... You are such an exaggerator. It was just a pipe.
We'll talk more about him. Poor guy.
Who?
The pimply boy, who one of the Bali Nine called Michael Zujak. He's only 20. He was 20 in jail last week, and his mum's over there being so nice to him. And he was on the front of every paper except the Herald. He's on the front page, fully, this pimply boy, getting a hug from his mum before he went into court. He was just so shit-scared and pale and white, and he'd strapped 1.75 kilos of heroin to his body in a Kuta Beach hotel after Sukumaran allegedly warned them that they and their families would be killed if they did not follow instructions.
Not a mention on the whole front page of the Herald. Not one.
No, that was the other day. That was Wednesday,
first
day in court. And the government will review the way police share information with foreign forces after this Bali Nine thing, which is good, because they could have arrested them here... And the whole lot would not have got, you know...
They didn't have any proof here.
Huh?
They didn't have any proof here.
Well, if
you
came off the plane with the bloody all that heroin...
Oh,
snack,
they could have done that,
arrest them here.
They could have let them do it and busted the whole lot of them here.
Yeah, and they wouldn't have got death.
I don't think they knew enough about them. I think that it was only when the dad tipped them off that they even got a clue. And they're trying to hide behind the fact, we knew. Not a clue.
Not a fucking clue.
Hey, I just had this realisation.
That?
As, well, it was when you talk about the gene, the cloned animals waiting to go onto the breakfast table. All those cloned animals just a hankering, waiting to go down, you know. And the story about the vaccination of all these kids.
Yeah.
Because they've said that some kids... produce mutated antibodies to the flu and sometimes give themselves resistance to other flus, maybe. Now, what's the bet that all those kids involved in these tests, the ones that get vaccinated with the flu virus, flu vaccine, same thing, and what's the bet that in the follow-up tests, the company wants to take a blood test from each of those kids to check on their antibody production? What's that?
There you go. That'll be right.
Mums and dads, watch out. You should have complete patent rights to any antibodies that your child produces that are pharmacologically valuable. Don't let the people who are shooting up your kids with these vaccines done it, then go out and extract the bloody mutated antibodies that your child has made, take them back to their lab, synthesise them, and claim it's theirs.
I wouldn't worry about that too much. Hey, Bob, see that story?
It's theft, mate. It's probably going on a huge scale
right
that
now
that you don't even realise.
Yeah.
Every single pathology lab siphons off a little bit of everyone's blood as it comes through to be sent off to these bastards to have a look for any rare or mutated antibodies.
In fact, they probably throw it out the back and some guy's grabbing it all and rushing off.
Yeah. Not Aussie enough.
See, John Laws has lost 20 or 30 of his radio stations.
Not Aussie enough. Why John Laws is out, why Bob and Michael are in.
And you see who's got the job? Our old Nimbin dope-smoking mate.
Yeah. What's his face?
Charles Woolley.
Yeah, him, Charlie.
From 60 Minutes. Remember, he came and did the original 60 Minutes story on Mardi Gras, and I always remember because Jack Hearer was here that year.
Yep.
And they did this interview with Jack up Mount Nardi, and he was sitting on this old chair with a nail sticking up in it. Anyway, they do the interview, and Jack gives the whole rave on how great hemp is, hemp this, hemp that, hemp this. And he's like, I'm fully dressed in hemp, here's my hemp pants, this. And he stands up off the chair, and the nail catches his hemp pants and fully tears the seat out of him.
Yeah.
Anyway, Charles Woolley comes down from that, had a ball, loved Mardi Gras, got stoned with us, very, liked the guy. And then he wrote a book, you know, The Best of My 60 Minutes, and gave Mardi Gras a big story. Yeah. He had a great weekend.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's going to be syndicated all through the radio all over Australia, pinching half of Aussie stations.
Yep, that's what I'm saying.
Get on to us after
Woolley's 3-hour show will be heard from January on 39 MRR-owned regional radio stations.
Come on.
Stretching from Bunbury in WA to Cairns in Queensland. However, the biggest loser of the arrangement will be John Laws, whose two-year show, MMR, runs on 19 of its stations.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I think that's progress. That's called evolution and proves there's progress. Here we go, Laws. Hey, snippet. A Brazilian court will consider a psychic's claim that the United States government owes him $25 million American reward for info he says he provided on the hiding place of Saddam Hussein. So this is the psychic guy, rings up the US and said, Saddam's down this hole over there. Brazil's second highest court, the Superior Court of Justice, ruled the Brazilian justice could rule on the matter and told a court in the psychic's home state to judge the case. The US only found Saddam based on his letters that provided his exact location, the very hole where he was hiding.
Is that right?
Mr. Dallaz sent letters to the US government from September 2001 describing his future hiding place, a tiny cell at a farmhouse near Tikrit. He never received a reply. His lawyers attest that the author has an uncommon gift of having visions of things that will come to pass. Via dreams, he sees situations, facts that will happen in the future. For example, he sees Nimbin as a massive cannabis, huge empire state building market, but there's no dope left. No. Anyway, there you are. Interesting. So he sent letters, I'm having this vision, he's in this manhole, I know where it is, there you go.
Isn't that standard?
Typical America. They didn't even send him a postcard saying thanks.
No.
If they'd done that, he would have let him off.
They couldn't afford to.
Dickhead.
You know why? They've got no money.
I know.
They're actually going broke.
Brokey. Very happy about that, I am.
Did you hear that the major parts manufacturer for GM has just gone into receivership? And General Motors, the second or the third biggest, or maybe it's the second biggest car manufacturer in America, absolutely tottering, about to fall over its own bootstraps. And I see in this morning's Herald at the Sydney Motor Show, as if to say, we've got absolutely no respect for anything. Their concept car was just this boy's toy, purple penis extender.
Yeah.
It was a futuristic remake of an F.J. Holden. They called it
1 mile to the gallon.
Yep, they called it an effigy.
Oh,
they said it was more powerful than the car that won the Bathurst 1000.
Oh, go away.
I only built one of them.
I wonder if it runs on petrol.
It didn't cost much because all the boys who were into the My Dick's Too Small Brigade, they all chipped in. They work through all various car industry. Yeah. Like the car industry is riddled with little dicks.
Yeah.
They work overtime in the night on this concept, and they provided all the parts themselves, pretty much. Like, you know, guys that worked in panel making areas would make up the special panels
to make the big dick,
and it looked just like a big dick. To be honest, it had the big rounded nose,
And it was
big purple knob.
And it sat the driver a long way back down the big purple knob, so that it really looked big in front of him. It
down
was
in the balls.
Yeah, yeah. It was. I didn't even have. God, it's fascinating, Michael. You have to have a look at the picture later. The picture. It's in today's paper.
They're holding it up for everyone to see.
Hang on, I'll just turn to it. Can you just talk for a second while I find it?
That's good. Hey, another little bit that I like was Mark Latham. In Mark Latham's book, The Latham Diaries, is a little excerpt. Lismore was the highlight. Tony Wright turned up looking very relaxed and comfortable, boasting about his visit to Nimbin. What's with that guy? He's a social lefty who idolises Howard. After dinner, I dropped in at a local pub, the Golan, only to be confronted by a mad Indian chief who presented me with a leather scrotum bag. He said he wanted to put my remaining testicle in it. The pub security kept an eye on him while I got out of there. The world's gone mad and I'm in the middle of it, freaked out by Right, Wrong and Sitting Bull.
Okay, here you go.
Anyway.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Other side. There it is. The purple penis extender. What do you reckon? Hold it up to the microphone.
Oh, get over it, guys.
Isn't it?
And it's got even a 50s bit, hasn't it? That Al Capone bit of patch.
Gotham City, mate. Batman.
The effigy concept car, his pet project.
Oh, he's been petting
it. Sorry we couldn't think about solar.
Or anything at all in the environmental.
We don't care about
that. Yeah, sorry. We spent the last 10 years playing with our dicks and building this thing in our spare time.
Flannery on mission to save the world, moving right along.
Go, move along, save the world.
What is he? How does he say we do it? We
save
get solar, and you
world.
Thought...
save the world.
People should stop wasting power by switching to solar hot water, buying the smallest practical car, and asking their electricity company to switch them to green power.
Green power, please.
The guy's a ledge. You'd have to say that.
So can you ask your electricity company to just turn you on to green power?
Yeah, apparently. I think it costs
and what,
more.
It costs more? Yeah. Much more?
Yeah. No, not much more. Probably a few percent, 5%, 10%, 7%. I'll guess the way business works, they'll measure how much, you know, because they don't want too many people doing it.
It just strikes me that the really really obvious way to go about it is to put out as many... I mean, these companies, to me, they just seem bloody stupid, Michael. Why aren't they virtually offering panels for free, along with a feedback loop system?
The government
for all people who are, you know how you can feed it back in.
There's a rebate for solar panels now, but it's like you got to send photos to John Howard.
No.
Your battery's in a proper regulated fucking trough.
No, warning signs.
I
mean, why
is
it? Why doesn't North Power
blow up at any minute?
Why doesn't North Power just provide panels to people free of charge with one of those feedback into the loop system if you're not using it situation, so that everyone just becomes part and parcel of the gigantic massive North Power grid? See, if every house was covered in panels, bingo.
The first guy needs
bingo.
To make big tiles that are solar panels, tile roofs, solar panels.
Yeah panel
wake
roofs.
Up.
Wow, wouldn't that be good? And you just lock them in one by one.
Yeah. Anyway, here's smartness.
Tell me.
They've discovered how fleas can jump so well.
How's
and
that?
And insects.
Why?
Look at this. Fleas use it to perform leaps that would make Olympic high jumpers scream. Bees use it to flap their wings without tiring. Australian scientists have achieved a world first by copying resilin, the rubber insects employ. They hire it. Employ to accomplish athletic feats. Future versions of the material could be made for spare discs. They're going to use it. I'll find you an interesting bit. They spent 4 years reproducing nature's near-perfect rubber. Nature had a couple of hundred meals of evolution. Took us a few years. All the insects have it. It gives them almost frictionless movements. Fleas have a pad of it in their legs. They squeeze and compress it, storing energy in it. When they want to jump, they release all that energy in a millisecond. If humans had such pads, they could leap 100-story buildings. Dragonflies and bees use resilin to beat their wings all day long. Bees can flap their wings 720,000 times an hour. They flap their wings in their lifetime 500 million times. The scientists ironically cloned the fruit fly gene that naturally produces the material. It was then put into bacteria, creating a biological factory to reproduce it as a liquid. The liquid was then cured under projector bulbs to form a workable solid. We currently make sufficient for searchers, but this could be scaled up for commercial use. It looks like a bit spaghetti. Looks a bit spaghetti, but we cast it in any shape. They predict the substance could lead to everything from artificial arteries to spinal parts that would not wear out despite being flexed 100 million times.
But you know what it'll become? The world's greatest Super Bowl.
Yeah, you bounce it once and never see it again.
That's the one. That's the one. And someone will buy up all the world's resilient just to make Super Bowls that never come down. One big boof and perfect rubber vanishes into the sky.
Anyway, I thought that was a quirky story. That and cloning the cows.
And every now and again, just think, Michael, every now and again, one of them would come down again and just simply go back up again.
Hey, look at the picture of the pipe, the Hobbit's pipe.
Just look.
It's nearly as big as the Hobbits. So I reckon they would have all been hooking on it together, and the fire never went out.
Yeah.
Huge cone. The cone never goes out. They would have great mull.
He's talking about
surely there was no prohibition a million years ago.
He's talking about the cave and disco situation that they've actually dug up over there on the island of Flores. They've found Hobbits. They've found
the Hobbit's secret. Some,
I heard they found the pipe just near the remains of a disco light. Is that right?
No.
I'm just joking.
The matches.
They didn't have disco lights in those days. Or matches. They just had pipes. How did they light it, do you reckon? Well, as you were saying, they probably just had to have a constant...
Fire never went out in those days, old mate.
Is that a scale representation of the bowl there? Wow.
Well, they were pretty small. They say that yandi can stunt your growth. That's how you got to be so small.
We should have the music and do something with that stuff on the table.
Definitely.
What do you reckon?
Let's use it up. Boy, this George is busted big time.
What happened? When we come back. Oh, hey, shit. I just saw 3.5 tons of cocaine in a store here. We'll come back to that one too. I don't even know what I'm doing.
No, it's very hard running a drug show. It's confusing, mate. You've got to remember where you are. Where are we?
How long is that?
Who's that? What's going on? Don't bust us.
Hey, something's happening.